I remember turning 40 a few years back, well, maybe more than a few, and thinking it was time to adopt a serious skincare regimen that I could follow well into middle age. I was blessed with my mother's maternal gene pool, where all of the women in her family always looked considerably younger than their actual age. Yet I always took for granted that their wrinkle-free faces and firm hands void of age spots or freckles were how all women were supposed to age. Sure, they always moisturized their faces and hands daily. But I also wondered if my mother and her family were vampires, since they all possessed a strong disdain for being out in the sun. Little did I know then that always looking for that shady spot would enhance their youthful and glowing appearances. I realized then until my dying day that I must try to preserve and maintain what my genes were fortunate to bestow upon me. In my quest for youth preservation, I became enchanted by the Revive skincare line created by plastic surgeon Dr. Gregory Bays-Brown. This line is formulated with Renewal Epidermal Science, RES, technology which includes patented, Nobel Prize winning and bioengineered ingredients that work to regenerate the appearance of luminous, youthful skin. I was fortunate enough to have the opportunity to chat with Dr. Brown and find out what motivates him to continue to build his successful company. The birth of Revive Skincare. I was curious what led Dr. Brown to specialize in the field of plastic surgery. After I started my internship at Massachusetts General Hospital, I did lots of specialty work with cleft palates and many burn victims, says Dr. Brown. After 5 years of general surgery and further research at Grady Memorial Hospital in Atlanta, I realized that its healing properties aided healing in burn victims, by ultimately rejuvenating their skin. Despite having a rewarding private practice, Dr. Brown realized he could successfully merge his knowledge of science and medicine with skin care. It was very difficult maintaining his private practice and starting his company. Even so, he managed to spearhead a multi-million dollar study to see how he could merge these two technologies. I asked Dr. Brown if he felt like a mad scientist concocting serums and creams during this study, and with a chuckle in his voice told me, "I began using Revive on patients in 1991, and got the patent for EGF in 1993. Our studies revealed that within 60 days there was increased cell turnover, and patients started to exhibit that dewy glow and the appearance of youthful skin and skin repair." Dr. Brown introduced the Revive skincare line commercially in 1997 after a fortuitous meeting with Bert Tansky of Neiman Marcus. Dr. Brown explained, "It was a slow struggle at first. Our distribution started at Neiman Marcus and Bergdorf Goodman. Within 3 years we expanded to other retailers such as Saks Fifth Avenue. Today, Revive remains a top anti-aging seller at these high-end retailers." Furthermore, Dr. Brown believes anti-aging products should be incorporated into a person's regimen as soon as they hit the age of 30. Facial volume starts to decrease by age 30, which in turn ages one's face. Even if it's the usage of sunscreen or moisturizer with SPF, the defense battle has begun. As an introduction to Revive skincare, Dr. Brown advises if you want to try one product from the line, the moisturizing renewal cream is a must. It can be used in the morning and in the evening as a night cream. It also can be incorporated into any existing skincare routine. It promotes hydration, which is the key for youthful, dewy skin. This product is distinctive, focused and results-oriented. The Revive line is quite expansive and incorporates many serums targeting specific skin care and body concerns. They are engineered to perform similarly and address specific areas of the body. Both the serums and the moisturizer deliver fantastic results. It's a personal consumer preference. I asked Dr. Brown how the products are developed to target specific areas of the face and neck. Dr. Brown explained, "The products behave differently on different areas of the body. Our moisturizer will provide more moisturization to the face, which tends to lose hydration quicker than when it is applied on the neck. And Dr. Brown's tireless efforts, passion and drive continue to enable him to expand his company and add additional Revive product lines as they are developed. The Firm Etif hand cream adds elasticity and firmness to aging, dry hands, the true telltale sign of one's age. Dr. Brown is very excited about this product and the immediate results have proved amazing. With an expanding business, busy research and travel schedule which includes annual personal appearances, I asked Dr. Brown what he likes to do to relax when he is back at his home base in New York City. I love to take hot yoga classes, movies and enjoy all of New York City's cultural energy. As a Kentucky native, Dr. Brown's ultimate R&R experience are his monthly visits back home to his Louisville horse farm. I love being back on the farm. I work endlessly at boarding retired thoroughbred race horses. I feel most relaxed and at home there. This Kentucky boy remains the only reconstructive surgeon to have created a proven results-oriented skincare line. Dr. Brown's goal in developing Revive was and is to empower men and women to look and feel their best at any age without undergoing any plastic surgery. Just to revel in its effects. I was curious if Dr. Brown had any regrets or would have done anything differently while forming his company, as this endeavor has consumed so much of his professional and personal time. That's an interesting question. It is actually a great pleasure and fun for me to start and grow a business like Revive. As you know, I am doing it again now. I've had, and yet hope for a bit more, a very full life. Beauty is a life in balance, and we can't wait to see what Dr. Brown formulates next for Revive. We hear that he's taking his renaissance in skincare to the next level with the conversation of hair rejuvenation. But then, that's another story.